At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Welcome to the Hornets Hivecast, presented by Charlotte Eye, Ear, Nose, and Throat Associates, the official eye, ear, nose, and throat care provider of the Charlotte Hornets. Here's your host, Sam Farber.
Welcome to another edition of the Hornets Hivecast, your Hornets podcast with all the notes, quotes, and daily buzz around your favorite NBA team. I'm Sam Farber, and it is a pleasure and a privilege to have you with us here once again on the Hornets Hivecast, brought to you by Senta, Charlotte Eye, Ear, Nose, and Throat Associates, the official eye, ear, nose, and throat care provider of the Charlotte Hornets. It's an off day for the Hornets, but never an off day here on the Hornets Hivecast. Today, we have a special one-on-one interview with Grant Williams, one of the newcomers to the Hornets roster since the trade deadline. The Charlotte native sat down with us to talk about coming back home here to the Queen City, his role on the Hornets, and the special role he holds in the NBA Players Association. In addition to all of that, his outlook, of course, on the future for his hometown team. Without further ado, let's welcome the pride of Providence Day, Go Chargers, Grant Williams, Charlotte's own, here to the Hornets Hivecast. Grant, thanks for sitting down with us.
Thanks for having me.
What does it mean to you to get to play now professionally in your hometown?
It means the world. I talked about bringing back the buzz when it was 2015, maybe, I think around those years, with my friend Jonathan Hoppy at Providence Day, who's one of the bigger Hornets fans. And we remember that like it was yesterday, and being able to put this jersey on for this city. I know how the city is, and I know exactly what, you know, Charlotte basketball means and North Carolina basketball means. So especially when this team wins games and it's good, they're going to be out here supporting us. And that's our job, to do that and put that product on the court so we can have these fans as excited as I was in those years with Kemba, Marvin Williams, Big Al, and everybody else.
You can feel that pride, and it's not lost on me. I don't think it's an accident, at least home games leading the team out of the tunnel, it's you and Seth Curry, or it's Seth Curry and you. It's some order of that, too. That can't be an accident.
Honestly, it's something that we were doing in Dallas, too, which is kind of funny that I look back, and it made me even more significant now that, you know, Seth leads us out of the tunnel because, you know, he's our most tenured player. He's also one of the leaders on this team, whether it's vocal or not, and he's a guy that we look to, both as a voice, both as the professional that he is, coming in his approach every single day. And, you know, myself, I just try my best to do the same, bring that same energy.
It can't be easy to step into that kind of leadership role. I mean, half the rotation changed, a third of the roster, but there were a lot of guys that were here already. How seamless was it to kind of reinvent the, not pecking order, but some of the leadership roles within the locker room?
Yeah, it's not much about reinventing. It's just more of understanding your position. Like, I came in to observe, to start, you know, not trying to be a guy that just comes in rah-rah, vocal leader. And then you learn from the guys that are here, what they had experience with, and then you try your best to give your feedback on where you've been, what successes you had, and you know, you got to go out there and play basketball first. Show them that you can play. That's how really your voice kind of shows that pecking order and shows that you're well-intentioned. You know, being a guy that they know, I had to tell them, I said, guys, I don't need to score 30 points every single night. I'm not here to do that. I'm here to win games. So you guys have to understand, yeah, I might be popping and it might be it could be a shot, right? But instead, we're going to the second action. I'm going to get you open, Brandon. I'm going to get you open, Seth. I'm going to get you open, DB. And that was just a new, fresh voice and fresh life, I feel like. And everybody has to be well-intentioned on this team to play great basketball. And especially with LaMelo out, and we're missing guys like Mark, LaMelo, two key guys in this rotation. We have to be there for one another and have each other's backs.
Grant Williams, our guest today here on the Hornets Hivecast. Grant, you've got a varied set of interests beyond just basketball, and I would assume a lot of that comes from your parents. Your mom worked for NASA. Your dad was a basketball player in college in his own right, but also was a musician, worked in the entertainment industry, in security. What are some attributes that maybe you pulled from your parents and their diversified careers and interests that maybe manifest themselves through you on the floor?
Yeah, it's a bit, you know, I always say I was fortunate. You know, I was able to learn a lot of things from both parents. You know, my mom being the education, you know, understanding the value of it, understanding the value of mentorship, understanding the value of giving back. My dad being the socialite, being the one to understand the value of relationships, understand the value of the industry that you're in. He was surrounded by the more high-profile individuals for most of his life, both from basketball, him growing up in New York, playing at the Rucker and all those with those guys, and then also in his security and stage management roles, being able to do that. So I'm fortunate, you know, to be able to have those two, to be able to kind of look to as history and be able to use that history to better the position that I am today.
There's no one route to the NBA, but the more common one in this era tends to be a player is identified as a superstar athlete and potential lottery pick at like 12 or 16, a very, very young age, and it just kind of flows from there. They stay in certain rankings from that point on. You kind of follow a different path. You are a self-proclaimed nerd. You had opportunity to go the Ivy League route. You weren't necessarily that five-star pick out of Providence Day, but you made yourself into a major prospect. How did your journey to the NBA make you the player and the person that you are today?
Yeah, it just keeps you humble in a way, you know, understanding that you weren't in this position to start. I was around people that were, you know, the Bam Adebayos, the Harry Giles, Dennis Smiths in this state. And, you know, you got to gain confidence from playing those guys, understanding that you compete with them. Like, I never knew if I was going to be an NBA player, but I knew that I was battling with these guys. I knew if I could take it to them in college the same way. Like, if I battled them in college, I learned that, dang, I can probably do this in the pro level. And at the pro level, trying to hold my own here as well. And it's just a different edge and mentality you have to play with, and you can't forget where you came from. You can't forget the work that you put in to get here, and getting back to that love for the game of basketball and love for the competitive drive of winning. You know, I was fortunate. I was in a great position in Boston where we won a lot of games, and I made an impact in a lot of them, but also sometimes you can not make an impact and skate by and get a win. Being in this organization, this team, we're going to have to use each other and really compete every single night. And there's no off nights. There's no getting off when guys aren't feeling good, or, you know, guys are down or not feeling like playing that night. And talent carries. Like, we're us. We got to be a bunch of junkyard dogs that are willing to win.
I've tried some different nicknames with some of the new guys. We're getting to know you still. One that I've put for you is the mayor. Partially because you're from Charlotte.
Langston Wirtz. I already took that from you.
So there you go.
Langston Wirtz, that was his nickname for me for my first, like, when I started 8 years old on to when I graduated high school. He was the one that, he never published it, but he was always the one that called me the mayor.
I love it. Well, all right. We're keeping it alive then. The mayor, partially you're from Charlotte. Also because when you're on the floor with Miles and Mann and Martin and Miller, Grant Williams, you know, it fits, but it's fun to have a 5M out there. Mm-hmm. But also because you exhibit and exude leadership. And it's obviously been recognized by your peers. You're a first vice president of the Players Association. What does leadership mean for you, both in that role? Maybe you can shed some light on what that entails, but also for this team here that you're on now.
Yeah, I always say it comes in different forms. Sometimes leadership can look as a vocal leader. Other times it can just be your approach and how you know, work every single day. And from the MBPA perspective, the first vice president's job is to assist the president in any needs that he may necessarily have, and also be in discussions in regards to league and organizational matters. Being there to support players, being there as a voice, be able to listen and also understand players' needs, and hopefully garner relationships to be able to push the league forward later on in the future. You know, as the league continues to get younger, it's going to be critical for us to really have a involvement with our guys at a young age, not only just grassroots, but also when they get to the first step into the league, and make sure you garner those relationships from the beginning, so that way they know you're being true in all the words that you're saying, and that you have their backs, and they just don't assume that they're on their own, because this league can be lonely and isolating, and they shouldn't have to feel that way. And then from a leadership role for this team, I know that it starts with the day-to-day approach of professionalism, showing them exactly what it takes to really win at this level. And on the court, being a guy that rarely makes mistakes, but even if he does, is willing to say that he made a mistake. That's a key point of being a leader, is you're not supposed to be perfect. You know, you're not going to win every battle. You're not going to win every war. But how you respond, how you communicate, how you bring guys in after the fact is going to be critical in how you develop and how that leadership role is viewed.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Good sleep should come naturally, and with the new Natural Hybrid mattress, it can. A collaboration between award-winning mattress brand Leesa and home design favorite West Elm, the Natural Hybrid is the culmination of these two companies' shared values: premium materials, meticulous craftsmanship, and sustainable practices. Made with natural latex, responsibly sourced natural wool, and environmentally safe foams, the Natural Hybrid elevates your sleep sanctuary. Indulges your senses and supports a greener tomorrow. Plus, when you purchase the Natural Hybrid, you're also helping fuel Leesa's work with shelters and those in need. Since 2015, Leesa has donated more than 40,000 mattresses to ensure children and families have a safe place to sleep. Don't put off a good night's sleep any longer. Get a Leesa mattress today for a sound sleep tonight. Visit leesa.com/iHeart. That's leesa.com/iHeart.
Grant Williams, our guest today here on the Hornets Hivecast. Grant, you have an outsider's perspective of the organization, having played outside of Charlotte for the majority of your career this season included, and also your relationships with all players around the league with your role in the Players Association. What is the outside opinion of Charlotte, the city, the franchise, the team?
Yeah, it's a different feeling because I'm a guy from Charlotte. So I've seen it from when I was a kid, seeing the organization, how it was operated, when I was as an adult playing against them, and then now on the team. From the outside in, you know, people always assume unprofessional, you know, all those things that they describe a team as. But when you get here, you realize these guys are really, you know, they're young, but they have a level of maturity that isn't shown. They've made mistakes as they're supposed to. You know, at a young age, you're allowed to make mistakes. But how you respond to those mistakes is really what shows your character and how you're trying to develop. And I think this organization has done a phenomenal job of protecting those guys and their mistakes. And now it's just a matter of them stepping up and really investing back into the organization again. There's so much talent here. You know, LaMelo, Brandon Miller, Miles, Mark, down the line across the board. Those are just the core of young talent. And those guys are really have a chance to be a playoff team and establish a championship culture as long as, you know, they focus on the right things. And that's something that hopefully I can assist with. And I think Cliff has been a phenomenal advocate and guy for them. You know, he's disciplined them. He's helped been allowed on the, especially on the basketball floor, and teaching them the right principles and how to play the game. You know, that's something that I feel like isn't brought to light. You know, they play good basketball here when they're committed to it. You know, like that's something outside looking in. They always are in the competitive games. You know, when you play against Boston, the big name teams, they were always a team that, you know, we struggled against for some reason. They always came and we would end up winning the game at the end because of whether it was mistakes or turnovers or whatever else. But it's not talent that's the issue here. In terms of, I remember Cliff, like before, maybe, but now, especially with the guys, especially as we get healthy, talent's going to be there. It's just a matter of how we commit to winning, how we commit to being a team. And everybody here really enjoys one another, and that's something that you love to see. That's the first step. Now, the next step is understanding what it takes to win every single night.
Can you put into context that level of talent? Because obviously, as you mentioned, in Boston, it takes much more than just being talented. It takes players with the level of commitment and a chemistry and that championship X factor to get to where you guys were for so many years. But you also need a Jason Tatum. You need players that are that all-NBA level of talent. So you look around the roster at the LaMelos and the Brandon Millers as you've gotten to know them. How good are the talents on this team?
They're the same. they have the potential to be the same, especially. You know, I look at Brandon and I see a spitting image of Paul George, you know, in a way. It's just a matter of how he develops, you know, with his body, how he learns how to use his feet, you know, in the fundamental game. PG does a phenomenal job of being able to bump guys off to get to his shots, but also, you know, using screens to get open. I always look at the young PG versus the PG now. They play two completely different games. Brandon's, I think, the shooter that PG is now compared to what he was in Indiana. And I think that he has that potential. And then with LaMelo, like I've always said, LaMelo has so much talent, you know, especially when he's on the floor. He's a guy that can impact a lot of games. I look at LaMelo, he's a guy that can reminds me a bit of a mix of Luka and Tyrese, you know. Maybe not necessarily the scorer that Luka is, but the passer that Tyrese is, and being able to go pace up the floor and being able to make really take control of a game and the energy around it. So those two have a bright future ahead as long as they stay committed and stay focused on the things that matter. Keeping basketball first, understanding that everything comes from basketball, understanding that how your teammates, how people in this league and everybody view you is critical, because as they continue to grow, the league will grow with them. And it's a matter if they want to do that or if they want to be left in the dust. And I think that they're really committed to doing the former rather than the latter.
Last one for you. Obviously, injuries have kind of submarined this season and really hurt the Hornets. But you've talked about the level of talent here. In your opinion, what's the timeline to get to where you want to be? And what is the ceiling for this squad?
This team really has a summer. Like, I think that that's all we need, just to really focus in on one another and bring the pieces in that necessarily the team may think we need. And then I think we go on rolling starting next year.
He's the mayor, Grant Williams. Thanks so much for joining us here today on the Hornets Hivecast.
Thank you.
That will do it for this episode of the Hornets Hivecast. Tomorrow, it's back to game previews, an episode of the HHC, taking a look at the road trip continuing now in Orlando. Rob Longo, Sam Perley will have that episode of the Hornets Hivecast for you tomorrow. Till next time, with thanks to Grant Williams for sitting down with us, Rob Longo for putting this podcast together, and most of all to all of you for tuning in, I'm Sam Farber saying it's been a pleasure and a privilege having you along, and we'll talk to you next time right here on the Hornets Hivecast.
Thank you for listening to the Hornets Hivecast, brought to you by Senta, the official eye, ear, nose, and throat care provider of the Charlotte Hornets. For more coverage, visit hornets.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Picasso knows your vacation home is your best home. It's the place that brings family and friends together. It's where you're the best version of yourself. Picasso makes it easy to co-own a luxury vacation home in amazing locations. Listings start at $200K for 1/8 ownership. Picasso does all the work for you. Luxury furnishings, maintenance, billing, scheduling, and more. And you can resell on Picasso's marketplace anytime, historically for a 10% gain. Visit Picasso to see thousands of listings. That's PACASO.com.
You've probably heard a lot about electrified vehicles lately. Well, Toyota has electrified options for every lifestyle. We've got hybrids, no plug needed.
All right, let's go.
But we also have plug-in hybrids, if that's your thing. You can even go 100% electric in the Toyota BZ4X. With so many options for reducing carbon emissions, Toyota is electrified, diversified. Learn more about our Beyond Zero vision for the future at toyota.com/beyondzero.